Classic Jungle Intro Architecture in Ableton Live, Beginner Level. Let's build an intro that feels like real jungle, DJ-friendly, tension-building, and then a drop that actually lands. Open Ableton Live and switch to Arrangement View. Today we're thinking like a DJ and like a producer at the same time. A DJ wants clean transients and predictable phrasing so they can line things up. A listener wants a story. Tease, build, fake out, then impact. First, set your tempo. Classic jungle and early drum and bass usually lives around 160 to 170 BPM. Set it to 165 BPM as a sweet spot. Time signature is 4/4. Now we're going to lay down the roadmap so you're never guessing where you are. In the timeline, add locators at bar 1, bar 17, bar 33, bar 49, and bar 65. Name them intro A, intro B, build, pre-drop, and drop. This is the classic 64-bar intro into a bar 65 drop, and it works because the energy steps up every 16 bars in a way DJs instantly understand. Quick workflow tip. Keep your grid on one bar while you're placing sections, then switch to 1/16 when you're editing drums and doing small cuts. Now create a clean set of tracks. Make one track for drums, tops, one for drums, break, one for bass, one for music like stabs or pads, one for FX, and one for vocals or one-shots. If you like, set up two return tracks, a reverb return and a delay return. Even if you barely use them, having them ready makes arranging faster. Also, group your drums into a drums group early. It's not glamorous, but it's arrangement hygiene. Future you will thank you when you're trying to automate things and you can actually find what you did. Alright, bars 1 to 16. This is your DJ mix and runway. The goal here is stable and clean. Think. What can the DJ grab? That usually means hats or a simple shaker loop with clear transients. Avoid big evolving pads that blur the grid, and definitely don't introduce full sub bass yet. If the intro is already huge, the drop has nowhere to go. On drums, tops, load a drum rack and program a simple groove. Closed hats can be straight 8th notes or 16th notes. If you do 16ths, add small velocity changes so it breathes. Then add a light offbeat shaker or a little percussion tick to create movement without clutter. Now add some swing, because jungle without a bit of swagger feels stiff. In the groove pool, grab something like swing 16-55. Apply it gently, maybe 40 to 70%. If you crank it too hard this early, you can lose the DJ lock. We want groove, not wobble. Next, keep the low end tidy. Put an EQ8 on the top's track and high pass it around 150 to 250 HE. That one move does two things. It stops your intro from getting muddy, and it makes the eventual drop feel bigger because the low end hasn't already been spent. Optional, but super jungle. Add texture bed on your FX track. Vinyl noise, rain, crowd, tape hiss, whatever fits your vibe. Put an auto filter after it with a gentle low pass, maybe rolling off above 6 to 10 kHz so it sits behind the drums instead of hissing in your face. Then use utility and pull the gain down a lot, like minus 18 to minus 24 dB. You want atmosphere, not hey listen to my noise loop. Before we move on, here's a beginner trick that makes your arrangement feel pro. Micro contrast inside the 16 bars. Tiny chapter changes every 4 or 8 bars. For example, at bar 5 add a ride quietly. At bar 9 remove it. At bar 13 do a one-hit fill. One-hit differences count. They tell the brain, we're moving forward. Now bars 17 to 32. This is the theme tease. This is where you introduce the world of the track, without fully revealing the weaponry. On drums, break, drop in a classic break loop like the Amen or Think. Set warp to beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere like 40 to 70 so it stays punchy. But we're not letting it fully speak yet. We're going to ghost it. Add an auto filter with a 24 dB low pass. Start the cutoff low, around 300 to 600 Hz, so you mostly hear the rhythm shape, not the crisp snap. Then automate it to slowly open, so by bar 32 you're closer to 1 or 2 kHz. Add a utility after that and reduce gain, maybe minus 6 to minus 12 dB. The break should feel like it's behind glass. You sense it, but it doesn't dominate. If you want an extra bit of authentic grit using stock devices, add erosion very subtly in noise mode. It can add a little dusty air to the filtered break. Keep it subtle. If you clearly hear an effect, it's too much. Now add a classic jungle stab or pad on the music track. Use Waveatable or simpler with a stab sample. For instant rave harmony, insert the chord MIDI effect. A simple classic stack is plus 7 semitones and plus 12 semitones. That gives you a thick, ravey chord without needing advanced theory. Then add hybrid reverb, a small hall or plate, decay around 2 to 4 seconds and keep the dry/wet modest, like 10 to 25%. After that, equate and high pass around 150 to 250 seed again. Jungle stabs feel big because of the midrange attitude and the space, not because they're eating your low end. Arrangement-wise, be disciplined. In bars 17 to 32, place the stab every 2 bars at first. Then closer to bar 29 through 32, increase it to every bar. That acceleration is a simple way to signal we're approaching something without adding 10 new tracks. Now bars 33 to 48, the build. This is where the intro starts talking back. More density, more motion, and a sense that the filter is opening and the room is getting brighter. If you haven't introduced a backbeat yet, bring in a snare on 2 and 4 now. You can also use a rim or a clave if you want a lighter step before the full break energy. The point is, the groove becomes more anchored. Layer a couple small perks for motion, but keep them tight. This is where people overdo it. Remember the idea of energy lanes. You've got drum density, brightness, stereo width, and reverb length. Don't try to automate all 4 at once. Pick 2 lanes for this 16-bar block. A great combo here is drum density plus brightness. So for brightness, put an auto filter on the music bus or an FX bus, and automate a low-pass opening from about 2kHz up to 12kHz across bars 33 to 48. Add a touch of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, so the opening feels exciting. That one automation can carry the entire build. Now add a riser that doesn't sound like EDM. On the FX track, use operator with white noise. Give it a long attack, like 2 to 4 bars, so it swells in. Filter it with auto filter and automate the cutoff upward. If you want extra movement, add auto pan very slowly with a small amount. Keep it gritty. A short room reverb works better than a gigantic festival hall. Add a tiny call sign vocal in this section too. One short rewind, selecta, original, something like that. Load it into simpler. Add echo with a time like 1/4 or 1/8, feedback 20 to 35%, and filter the lows below 200 Hz so it doesn't cloud the mix. Place it sparingly, like once every 4 or 8 bars. In jungle, sparse vocals feel more authentic and more powerful. Now bars 49 to 64, pre-drop. Fake out, the classic trick. This section is about making the listener lean forward. You want them slightly uncomfortable in a good way, like, wait, is it about to go? You've got 2 main options here. Option A is the most DJ-friendly. Everything filters down. Quickly automate the breaks low pass down to around 300 to 600 Hz. Then, in the last bar, cut the tops. That sudden removal of constant hats creates instant suspense. Add a reverb tail or delay throw on the last vocal or stab. A really effective Ableton move, automate hybrid, reverb dry/wet on the last stab, from about 15% up to 45% so it blooms, then hard cut the reverb right at the drop. That hard cut makes the drop feel like the room just snapped into focus. Option B is the snare roll into silence. Duplicate your snare and program a roll. In bar 63 do 8th notes, in bar 64 do 16ths. If you want a bit of old school grit, add redux lightly, just a touch of downsampling. Then the key move, cut to a quarter bar or half bar of silence before the drop. And yes, silence is a weapon in jungle. That tiny gap is the moment people pull the stank face before the track even hits. Also, consider making a pre-drop signature. Pick one consistent thing that happens right before your drops across your tracks. Maybe it's a specific vocal, maybe it's a reverse cymbal, maybe it's a tiny pause. One signature move becomes your fingerprint. Now bar 65, the drop. This is where you cash in the contrast you've been saving. When the drop hits, remove the low pass on the break. Let it be full brightness. Bring the bass in. Your stabs can become more frequent or more aggressive, but don't just add everything because you can. Add what the groove needs. Quick drop clarity checklist using stock tools. On the break track, put EQ8 and if it's muddy, make a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Don't overscoop, just clear a pocket. On the bass track, use utility to keep the sub mono. You can also just keep width at 0 for anything that lives below around 120 Hz. If you want the drums and bass to breathe together, add a compressor on the bass and sidechain it from the kick and snare, or from a drum bus. Ratio 2:1:4:1, short attack, medium release. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to pump like house, you're just creating space for the break to punch. One more pro move for drop impact that takes about 30 seconds, in the 8 bars before the drop. Slightly reduce high end and narrow stereo width. For example, put utility on the music group and pull width to 70 to 90%, and maybe do a gentle high shelf dip with AccuAid. Then at the drop, snap it back to full brightness and width. The listener perceives it as bigger, even if the volume didn't change. Let's talk common mistakes so you can dodge them fast. Mistake 1. Too much bass in the intro. If the sub is already there, the drop isn't special. Mistake 2. No DJ runway. If bars 1 to 16 are full of vocals and crashes, it's hard to mix. Mistake 3. Random FX with no structure. FX should support your locators, tease, build, pre-drop. Mistake 4. Overlayering breaks too early. Tease first, then unleash. Mistake 5. No automation. If nothing evolves, it'll feel flat. One filter automation can do a lot. Now do the me practice build, exactly like this, in a blank project. Tempo 165 BPM. Locators at 1, 17, 33, 49, 65. Bars 1 to 16. Hats, light perk, quiet atmosphere, no bass. Bars 17 to 32. Filtered break ghost plus bar stabs every two bars, increasing near the end. Bars 33 to 48, add snare backbeat, more perks and an opening filter automation. Bars 49 to 64, do a snare roll or a filter down fake out, and add a quarter bar of silence if you want maximum tension. Drop at 65, full break and bass enters. When you're done, export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and then quietly on speakers. The quiet speaker test is huge. Can you still follow the groove and feel the drop coming without cranking the volume? If not, your cue elements like hats, perks, and stab rhythm need clear replacement, less masking reverb, or less competition. Homework challenge: if you want to level up, make two intros for the same exact drop. One classic 64-bar version and one quicker 48-bar version. Keep the drop identical so you can really hear what the intro architecture changes. Add three DJ markers. Mix in at the start, safe mix point somewhere clean in the middle, and last exit right before the pre-drop where a DJ could still bail. Bounce both, then write quick notes. Where does the energy step up? What's your signature pre-drop moment, and what did you remove to make the drop feel larger? Recap to lock it in. Jungle intros are staged. Mix in, tease, build, pre-drop, drop. Keep the early section clean and DJ-friendly. Use filter automation as your main tension tool. Tease the break first, then reveal it at the drop. And remember, contrast is everything. Less now equals more impact later. This audio version is shortened for playback.